Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We start things out with your calls. That's the purpose of the program. Let's talk to TSA George calling from D.C. on the AMP line. Hello, George.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just saw the movie Swing Vote the other day with Kevin Costner. Have you heard of it?
What is it? It's a baseball movie, right?
Swing Vote. It's a funny political movie where basically this is the most hilarious political movie I guarantee you'll ever see. Ian, you have got to see this. If you really want to laugh so hard, you'll pee your pants.
Huh, okay.
Anyway, basically the premise is about this played by Costner is like an average Joe public guy who votes in an election, and it turns out his vote didn't count, like it was a machine broke down or something like that, and the state board says he's entitled to recast his vote. So now the entire nation is waiting on this one state in New Mexico, and it came down to this one guy's vote. You know, their little silly attempt to prove that every vote counts, which is complete BS, by the way. And so now the entire fate of the election is in this guy's hand. He's got 10 days to decide, and he's got both candidates essentially personally trying to get him to vote for them. And it's like the whole media country just goes as about as insane as a S-house rat. And like every media interview he gets where they ask him about his position on an issue. And so every time he gives an answer, all of a sudden you'll see a commercial run by one of the candidates switching their position to you know, to conform to this dude. All of a sudden, you know, like you have the Democrat coming out with an anti-abortion thing that's just the most hilarious commercial you will ever see in your life.
All right, so TSA George recommends Swing Vote. What else is on your mind tonight?
Oh yeah, another waste of my money. Yesterday, I spent an hour and a half being told how to handle a badge with our new uniforms coming out.
Wait a minute, what? How to handle it?
Yeah. Yeah, how to care for it, how to treat it, and how to say this was an hour and a half.
An hour and a half class on badge polishing?
Get your tax dollars at work, Mark.
Holy crap.
Wow.
You know, like what it means to have this.
Right, well, because you guys have a badge now, whereas before all you had was the patches.
It is just the funniest thing. It's like, here we are just sitting here getting paid for this. Like, our tax dollars, like, we could be, you know, screening passengers, getting them onto paying some of them.
Make sure your brown shirts are well laundered.
I don't even know which I think is worse, just so you know, George.
Wow, that's an amazing story. What were some of the tips that they had for you? Don't touch it, polish, you know, give us some badge tips.
Essentially, they just said, this badge does not give you any new powers. This thing does not let you go anywhere you normally couldn't go before. And, please use non-abrasive soap to wash and clean the badge, and be sure to turn it in when you quit or get fired.
Wow.
And so the badge doesn't have your name on it? It's not a nameplate?
It took like over an hour to explain all that.
That's amazing. Well, there you go.
I think it's probably a good idea to tell people that are just now getting badges that this badge doesn't give you any new powers. This does not grant you anything.
Well, I mean, if it did give you new powers, would you feel them coming into you when you put the badge on? Is it like a shock, a jolt of electricity of some sort? Amazing example.
I'll let you know on 9/11 because that's when we start wearing the new badges.
Really? On 9/11?
Do you already have your badge?
Yeah.
You just...
I have my new uniform. They haven't given us our badges yet.
I see.
They're forging them in Mount Doom, you know, with so on. Three.
Right.
Alrighty. You know, a perfect example of bureaucracy in action that they spend, you know, this is what they're doing. They're spending an hour and a half teaching you about what the badge means.
Badge
Thanks,
care.
And taking care of it. Thanks, George, for the call. 800-259-9231 to Todd in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Todd. Hello, Todd. Todd in Maryland.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, so I got a couple things I want to talk about. First, I want to touch on the U.S. Customs policies or something. Now, apparently they have was dated, I read an article 2 days ago. Apparently back in July, July 16th, the Department of Homeland Security apparently enacted a new policy. If you're incoming to the United States, whether you're a citizen or not, if you come into the United States and, for whatever reason, if you have any type of like iPod, laptop, cell phone, any storage device or analog, like digital type of device, apparently the federal government can now confiscate it if they see you as a suspicious person, in order to protect terrorism.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yep, they can confiscate it, and they can copy your hard drives and look through everything, and yeah, and then they just can do it on a whim. I mean, it doesn't even matter if they're suspicious. I'm sure that's what they have to say in order to take your laptop, but if they don't like the way you look or just curious about what you might have on there, they can do it. It's no problem.
Hello? So, I mean, my thought basically is, who's going to draw the line where? Like,
they're not.
You know, if we're in the free country, I should be able to have an iPod, right? I want to be able to listen to music.
It's frustrating. I mean, how does one who is in the marketplace compete with this? I mean, I suppose you could open up your own airport. Maybe that's a possibility, but then the FAA would probably send in some goons to shut that down. So how does one handle this situation? It's really
all I can do is reference back to the Heller case, which just recently came down from the Supreme Court, where they said that yes, you have the right to keep and bear arms, but of course those rights can be attenuated by whatever governing body there is. In this case, it was Washington D.C., the District of Columbia, and essentially they can attenuate out of existence. They can regulate out of existence whatever right you have. You have the right to keep and bear arms, except we can say that convicted felons can't have them. We can say that you can't travel around with them. You must keep them with a trigger lock, to the point where you might as well not even have a gun to protect yourself.
Yeah. I mean, and then I wanted to touch on the national slavery policies. I know you've been talking about it all week or whatever, but I started listening to your show about 4 days ago, so I want to get my thoughts in. As a 16-year-old kid, the thought of forcing everyone to work for the state, I mean, you put it very well. The 13th Amendment rights, though, everyone's kind of afraid this is going to be enacted. And I know the government, hasn't ever gotten around, the Constitution or the Supreme Court hasn't made exceptions.
Sure they have.
Do you really think for something like, national slavery, do you really think that the Supreme Court is going to allow that?
Look what the Supreme Court is allowing.
They've done it multiple times. They're going to look at, for one, you've got sort of a...
The Supreme Court didn't stop the draft.
For lack of a better term, you've got something that, looks like a Republican Supreme Court up there. And who wants national service more, the draft more, than Republicans? Now, of course, Democrats would want everybody to have to be in AmeriCorps, the Peace Corps, or whatever.
Right, so that's why this will satisfy them all.
This is going to... I suspect you're going to see this go through. I can see it coming. I don't have to like it.
The Supreme Court does not have liberty-minded people sitting on it. I mean, they back up the state, almost every single time. And again, they didn't end the draft. They just Congress just shut down the draft. The selective service system still exists. And as a 16-year-old, sometime next year, you'll probably get a card in the mail, or they'll give it to you at school or whatever, that says that you have to, register with the selective service system under the penalty of possibly 5 years in jail.
Something real bad.
$500,000 or something like that. So they'll try to scare you into registering, and that is the draft system. So really all they're waiting to do is flip the switch and turn it back on. They're all the selective service system has been sitting there dormant for decades, still going through its bureaucracy, still doing what it was designed to do in the event that it's ever called back into active status. So, no, the Supreme Court is not going to protect you from this. The only way to stop this is to stop cooperating, and I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Since you brought up national service or national slavery, we'll share with you an email that one of our listeners sent to the people over at Target, and we'll update you on whether or not we've heard from the Target people yet. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Ted Anderson from Midas, August 5th, 2008. Gold, $887.40. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $913.31, $449.90 for half, $224.95 for quarter. That's $913.31, $449.90, and $224.95.
1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over 1/2 to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost 1/2 of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they are free, so enjoy those, including the archives. There's an entire year's worth of the program right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience, so enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. And are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Well, now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com. I-N-T-E-R-K-N-O-B-S.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more, all at internobs.com. Our number here again, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
All right, let's go to your phone calls, and then we'll continue discussing the national slavery, the latest on that situation. First to Ivan in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a question. Do you think free market business is more efficient than government programs?
Seems like an obvious question. Yes, absolutely.
I've heard one of you say before, though, that you believe a political system is a good way to achieve your goals.
Mark's kind of in the – he likes the political system.
Who do you think it was and what was the reference? I mean, it doesn't sound like something we would say.
Well, didn't one of you say that you can vote for freedom?
Yeah, I think you're on that side, Mark. You support, you're pretty actively supporting the political side.
I'm trying to decide if they're quotes or not. And I think that you can vote for elected officials. Probably, one's going to be better than another.
But that is government system, no?
Well, yeah.
Well, don't you think that it would be more efficient to use the market system then?
Well, I don't think so if you can't convince people. And I think that, presenting them with an entirely free market system up front, you're not going to get anybody on your on your side, because people are concerned about roads and police and things like that. And I think that, it's a step-by-step process is probably, what's going to work best.
But why then do it through the political system?
What's that?
Why not just do it? Why do it through political system? Why not just do it through market?
Well, because the political system is currently constricting the market, and you have to pull off those constrictions.
Couldn't you, per se, go into the counter economy?
I'm for the counter economy. I use gold and silver to pay people as often as I can, but I need to buy things during the regular course of life, and shopping at grocery stores and Walmart is an easy way to get a lot of the things that you need quickly, rather than spending a lot of time.
Well, yes, I was just talking about convincing people. Though you can convince people without going through the political system, and
I think so. I mean, I'm with you, Ivan. I'm definitely on your side in that I think that the market-based activism can be much more powerful than the political realm. But there are a lot of people who that's what they know. They know the political realm. That's what they're comfortable with. And they feel like that's where they want to stay and that's where they want to focus their activism. And I think that all that we can do, those of us who support market-based activism, is to engage in our form of activism and then prove to the politicos that we are having more success. That we are being, more successful quicker than the political guys are. And,
yeah, prove it to me, please.
Yeah, and once we're successful, then they'll inevitably see that and they'll come on over. And that's how I feel about it. But Nick, as kind of a political guy, how do you feel about all this?
I think there's a place for trying to outcompete the government through the marketplace and show how much more efficient the marketplace can be. But I feel it's very difficult to do when you still have the state apparatus in place. You're to actually compete with services like police protection, things that are traditionally government services.
Right.
Very difficult because they enforce monopoly.
You've got that currently in the case of schools. You've got private schools which offer a better education, but the vast majority of people continue to send their kids to government schools because they already pay for it, and to them it shows up as free.
But, Ivan, what about just convincing people? It just seems to me that if a market system is more efficient, then it's kind of foolish to go through political system. I think you use the one right tool.
I'm with you. I got you. And I think that we're just going to have to convince these political activists of the viability of that particular viewpoint. And I think that we're only on the beginning cusp of that. So thank you, Ivan, for the call. 800-259-9231. That is
a pretty solid point.
What's that now?
He made a pretty solid point.
We should go with whatever the best option
is. Well, he says, if you believe the government is more efficient than the political system, and I do.
You mean the market is more efficient?
That the market is more efficient than the government. Then why would you try to use the government to get back to the market? I mean, it's
a good point, but the government is good at enforcing monopolies and using force to shut down competition. So while you can say that the free market
look at
is
what
more
they did
efficient,
to the Liberty Dollar.
Right, and the Liberty Dollar is not going to be able to raise an army. That's just not in the current paradigm. That's
right.
Not how the market.
The government
works
gets to use violence to do what it wants, and therefore you how do you compete against that?
Well, the market based activists I think would point out that, or some of them would point out that certainly that's one of the concerns that we have, but at the same time we understand that by living free, inevitably if the government does decide to use violence against us, those of us who are living free and who aren't consenting to the system, then hopefully that will help bring more attention to the situation. One of the things that you guys have on the political side is, the status quo. And the status quo is that politics, as despicable and gross and hated as it is by many Americans, I mean, most Americans detest politics.
Right.
It's true.
They say, how do you know a politician's lying? His lips are moving. So they're saying that all politicians lie all the time.
Even the ones that, most Americans don't even participate or pay attention to politics, but even of the ones that do, many of them absolutely detest politics. However, that doesn't counter the fact that politics gets attention. It gets attention in the mainstream media, for instance. They just lather attention all over these candidates who are just saying the same old crap that they say every 4 years. Mm-hmm. It's the same. They're the same candidates, just with different names.
Right. They're not exciting, but they make them seem like they are.
Right. And it's always funny when we go to these radio conventions, Mark. The common thread that you'll hear among some of the speakers at the conventions is that this is the most exciting campaign season of my life.
Yeah.
And they said it in 2004 or 2006, and they said it in 2008.
They say it enough that it will be true, right?
Right. There's nothing exciting about this. It's just the same old crap. But the reality is the news media pays attention to the political process.
Yeah.
Sure,
I
like that to change.
But it generally doesn't pay attention to the candidates that I like.
That much is true. And while it'd be great if that changed, the only way it's going to change is if the market-based movement actually does enough newsworthy stuff to really get the attention of the news people. And so far, we haven't really seen that happening too much. So that's just why we need more market-based activism, and we need more concentration of that kind of activism. That's what we're going to see happen, and we're already seeing the very beginnings of it here in New Hampshire, specifically the Keene area, where many voluntarist market activists are kind of coalescing.
Well, also in New Hampshire, we're seeing a great deal of action on the front of getting liberty-minded people into the political process, too. And I think that I don't think you're going to be able to prove one way or the other with these processes which one's more efficient, simply because they're both happening now.
I think, well, you're not going to be able to prove it as it's happening, but you're going to be able to look back and you're going to say,
you'll be able to interpret history in whatever way you would like.
Yeah, in 2010, you can look back on 2009 and say, oh, well, let's compare and see who was more successful at being more free. More coming up. You bring up what you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number. Dial in at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, including the wiki with over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, they do early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231, the latest on the national slavery situation coming up at your calls first. We go to JC in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, JC.
Libertations, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I can't say that I'm pleased. I'm looking at the podcast Deli rankings, and now Free Talk Live is 92 votes behind the number one spot. We need to get that up right now.
Well, I concur with you.
Well, at least we're closing the gap. It was over 100 votes last night, and I don't know why.
Who's
it's so
we?
Hard. I don't know what to
you
do.
You and I have nothing to do with it.
What do you mean?
You and I mean, we just happen to do the podcast. It's all the other people out there. I voted this month.
Yeah.
So I know you guys need to be polite because you're the radio talk show host, so I'll do it for you. Everybody, vote right now.
Okay, JC's going to be the bad guy.
I'm with you.
Go to vote.freetalklive.com. Please do it. It takes less than a minute and makes a big difference for us. Being number one means more people find the show, meaning more people discover the message of freedom. So that's a good thing.
Right? We sure have that number five show on the run. We got 200 votes above them.
Well, that's not, you know, whoopee-doo, right?
Yeah. Being number four is just not the place to be as far as
thanks for pointing that out, JC. What else is on your mind? Anything else?
That's all. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Kurt in Michigan on the Amp Line. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live.
John, how are you tonight?
Hey, what's up?
I just want to let Mark know I can't vote right now.
You cannot vote?
Because I voted on the first. I vote on the first of every month.
Okay, good.
Excellent, sir. So what were you calling about?
Well, we had a vote today in Metro Detroit, and I went to the polls, and in Michigan you got to show your ID to vote.
Okay.
So I went up to the counter, and the gentleman said, "May I please see your ID?" And I said, "Well, I'm very sorry, but that's unconstitutional." And he looked at me with a puzzled look, and I said, "Well, you're not allowed to charge a poll tax. And if I have to pay the government for a piece of paper that identifies myself, that's a poll tax."
Oh, that's an interesting point.
Yeah, it is.
So we went around and around, and they called the county clerk, and the county clerk said, "Well, he's got to show ID."
Of course, of course.
And they said, "Well, what do you have with your picture on it?" And I said, "Well, I have my Costco card."
Ah, I didn't know those had pictures on it. That's pretty cool.
They accepted my Costco card, and I got to vote with my Costco card as ID.
Ha! Huh, that's fantastic, because I know that certainly some of the activists have been talking about doing like a private form of identification, and I had no idea that Costco had an ID that actually had a photo on it. That's pretty neat, and they actually let you get away with that.
It's a very small, low-resolution picture, I mean, but they just print it up on there right there.
I think that's fantastic.
The gentleman behind the counter said, "You know, I really don't want to discuss this. I'm just doing my job."
Yeah, of course, of course.
That threw the trigger, and I kind of went. I hope I didn't make him feel bad, but I said, "Well, you know, that's just what the SS guard said at Nuremberg before we put them to death."
Yeah, well, you know, they don't like those comparisons, and you know, sometimes I think that it may turn people off. However, it's only a matter of degrees.
Yep, it's so true. Great story, Kurt.
Second thing I want to talk about is amp program. Everybody listen to my voice. If you're an amplifier, thank you very much. Please up your amp money. And if you're not amplifying, please consider it. This is a message that has to get out.
You know,
thanks, Kurt.
Thank you, Kurt. But I always say I don't care what amplifiers amp at, just that they amp. You know, it's great and everything. If you want to go from 3 to 5 or 5 to 25 or whatever and all those things, they certainly do help. But to me, it's more important that people amplify, not that they, you know, up their amps.
Sure, sure. Well, I mean, 3,000 people amped at $3, we'd be almost to our goal.
Yep.
And just one more thing, if I may. Listening to what Sam Dotson has gone through, and I had the opportunity to meet him, and I was one of the people who went up to him the first day at Pork Fest and shook his hand and told him it was an honor to meet him. The more I hear about him, the more he is just a complete and utter hero to me.
Oh, he's a superstar. He's an activist superstar as far as I'm concerned.
God, that man, I swear, I would carry his camera anywhere he wanted.
Fantastic. Well, he'll be here in New Hampshire sometime this year, and we may be hearing from him later tonight. And thank you for the call, Kurt, and the kind words. 800-259-9231 is the number. Of course, referring to the Obscured Truth Network's Sam, who we've had on this program many a time, talking about his adventures in the justice, so-called justice system in American legal land. And he will be, he is a Free State Project member, and I believe he's in the process of selling, I think he's refurbishing his house a bit, doing a little remodeling, and then we'll be selling it off down there in Texas. So, pretty cool.
Yeah, your house has to be tip-top right now to, you know, get set, you know, to be the one that people choose from, because there's a lot of inventory out there, and that's the reason that I tell people to go to innerknobs.com and redo your kitchen with new knobs, pulls, and faucets, because, well, the next guy does have new faucets.
Let's continue.
And you can do it cheaper.
Yep, internubs.com. Frank, in New York City, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Ah, good evening, gentlemen.
Hello, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to raise this point with you. Have either of you ever researched the free market existing in history?
Well, I've read...
I'm serious. From ancient time through the present, you find a point in history where that actually existed within any country?
Not really.
Or, that's correct.
You're talking about where there's
because
no
wherever there's government. Yeah, wherever there's
that's
some guy
correct.
That
where
can.
Where there's no regulation, where there's no corruption. By corruption, I mean, let's say, a king, a sovereign, a religious figure demanding payment in order to carry on commerce or that.
Right.
So historically, that's the point I wanted to raise, because I often hear on the radio show, and I do believe that we should have freer markets, But in certain instances, such as capital formation, finance, financial instruments, the expansion of debt, I think those have to be, those financial engagements have to be regulated, or we're going to see a situation that we have now, thanks to Ronald Reagan deregulating the banking industry.
Now, that Frank, FDR, I would agree that we need. I'm not against, you know, there should be a certain amount of government control, but I would say that in the banking industry is where you're going to see the most corruption. And when people say that there's, you know, there's never been a place in history where the free market has existed, you would also say that there's never been a place in history where, you know, robbery hasn't existed, or rape hasn't existed, or some other kind of crime hasn't existed. Government is simply a crime, and it's...
Correct. Even if we don't use the term...
Frank? We didn't cut him off.
Frank's gone. I don't know what happened to Frank.
Well, he'll probably call back.
Fine.
Oh,
hello,
Frank is there. Frank?
Yeah, are you guys
there? You got cut off there for a moment.
Repeat what you said.
Okay. Yeah, even if you look back, it's interesting. I spent about 3 years researching this area, I guess 20-some years ago, and I found it interesting that historically, as power was consolidated, you had the notion of warrants or charters or grants that would allow people to conduct commerce. And usually it was the sovereign or the monarch that got the money. And then the person engaged in commerce was given a warrant or a grant. And if you go to England, you'll still see, let's say, on things like Range Rovers and Rolls Royces, the monarch's warrant, like manufactured to Queen Elizabeth. And it's rather interesting because – in a sense, that has always been with us, even in ancient Greece. If we look at, let's say, Sparta.
Yeah, well, that's why it's time. I believe you, Frank,
okay.
And certainly you can go example after example.
Oh, I do. I contend he's correct on this.
Of violent people ruling over the peaceful. And that's what you're talking about, and that's why it's time to move past all that. Government was a mistake. It was the wrong thing to do. As you said, Mark, it's a crime what has been done to these poor people over all these decades and hundreds of years.
Especially the banking industry.
And it's time to evolve past that and move toward the free market. And, Frank, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, and then move into an unprecedented period of wealth creation and growth for our lives.
I think I might disagree with you there, to
all
an
right.
extent.
You can come back and talk about that here in moments, and you can call in about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a six-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you like all the features we got on the site, if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. Again, start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com. And don't forget to join Nick and his co-host Toby once a week for Free Minds TV over at freemindstv.com. And don't forget their podcast as well, which includes their other show, which is Free Minds Radio. You can go and get more great pro-liberty content at freemindstv.com. Now, Nick, you had said that you disagreed before we get back into the call, so I want to give you a chance to explain. We were talking about, or I made the suggestion that in the absence of, after we move on or evolve away from this primitive idea of government and we move into the free marketplace, that we would have an unprecedented period of wealth creation in this country. You said you somewhat disagree?
Well, moving towards a free market, to an extent, I think there's a limit there, and there's two different ways that the government can exist. One is as an interventionist state that intervenes in the economy, and that's sort of what the caller was suggesting, that you needed central banking, you needed taxes and regulation to make
the
economy the
other
function.
Bad guys in check was his suggestion.
Well, he was suggesting that the market itself, and when I'm saying the market, I'm saying the voluntary exchange of goods and services, the impression I got was he was saying it was imperfect and it needed some kind of government regulation.
Well, I think that what you'll often hear economists say is that the marketplace needs an infusion of debt, essentially. They need to be able to borrow in order to expand more quickly. There's just simply not enough money out there to change hands and that kind of thing. And I think that the free market can figure out how to infuse that debt into the marketplace without a central bank doing that. I don't know whether this is true. I simply don't. I don't know whether, just using gold and silver or whatever exchange there might be. I think gold and silver would be good exchanges. Just using those would be fine for the economy. Would it slow it down? I simply don't know. But I can tell you that currently there are people in control of our central banks that are essentially robbing us blind.
Yeah, I think with that argument, certainly what was called the Gilded Age, which was the industrial age in the United States, was it took place under a gold standard, and it was a massive industrialization of the economy and a massive expansion of infrastructure, and that was on a gold standard. So,
and costs dropped during that period dramatically.
Absolutely. When they talk about deflation on a gold standard, it was the good sort of deflation in a sense that consumer prices dropped and purchasing power stayed the same or increased. But, you know, I think the market can really handle money. It can handle pretty much everything that we carry out in our day-to-day lives. When you get to the use of force, I think that's where there's something of a distinction, because to have property rights and to defend your right to life or liberty, there you have to use force in certain circumstances against people who would exert a claim over your property. If you didn't have some mechanism of defending it, whether it's by yourself with arms or through a legal framework, through some kind of a title, say, to your house, you can quickly descend into a situation where there's no legitimate recourse. And I know that, Ian, you advocate arbitration or private defense firms, but I'm still not entirely convinced. And the criticism that I hear of that, which personally I have, I'm not entirely convinced that you wouldn't see it turn into some kind of a gangland scenario.
I'd rather take my chances. I mean, because we already know that we have a gang and they call themselves the government. So maybe that's a possibility, but at least that at that point, then the gangs would be quite clear. It would be clear who was a gang and who was a legitimate protection company, you know, operating in their customers' best interest and providing real service to people, as opposed to people that are using coercive action over others. I mean, the gangs that you're talking about won't have the veil of legitimacy that the government currently does today. And that means that when that gang is attacking someone, say they've decided the gang has decided that you didn't pay your protection money, so therefore they're going to throw you out on the street and take your house from you. If you were to fight back or have your protection company come in and fight back against that particular marauding band of invaders, hopefully people would look at that and see, yeah, those people were a gang, they were violent, and they were trying to take Nick's house, and they deserved what happened to them. Whereas if the government police come in and try to kick you out of your house, as we talked about last night, the man who didn't pay his $50 parking ticket kicked out of his $250,000 home, when the government comes to kick him out of his home, if he decides to, you know, pull out a gun and start shooting, then, you know, everybody looks at him as being the madman. And they look at the government as just, well, they were just doing their jobs. Hey, he didn't pay the parking ticket. I just don't think that these market-based gangs that you and others are so frightened of possibly happening would have that level of legitimacy with people.
They may not have the level of legitimacy, but that doesn't necessarily mean they'd go away. I mean, and
well, they'd die. I mean, if they started trying to steal things from people, they'd start, you know, there'd be attrition in that their ranks would start growing smaller. And then in order to recruit new soldiers, they'd have to pay more and more and more to their mercenaries.
Certainly you can make that argument, but and I'll make an example with a real world example that's not perfect. But if you look at many places of the world where a central government essentially exerts no influence, it may exist, but it's not an actual force in day-to-day life. Take Afghanistan, for example. You have warlords all over that country who simply claim geographical areas of land and fight over the right to distribute.
I'm the mayor.
Right.
You're going to die.
There's certainly attrition, but people, the whole thing hinges on the whole of the populace or the vast majority of it supporting a free market peaceful paradigm.
That is what we need. We need a paradigm shift.
And in many parts of the world where you see very, very little as far as a legal framework, rule of law, you simply see gangs of thugs or militias form and fight each other for the right to control certain trades, or they essentially become small governments that war amongst each other.
I agree. I won't disagree with any of the points that you've made. I would say that likely, how about this? Would you allow a system where people were able to try out ideas of free market protection and that kind of thing?
Oh, I think certainly, you know, if it wants, I think it would be a good idea to try it on a fairly limited scale. Things usually work better.
I'm for the free state of New Hampshire scale. With the crazy keen anarchy zone.
But look at the warlords.
As far as I'm concerned, they can go out to Sullivan. I don't care.
Certainly the worst that could, well, Rathen. I won't say the worst that could happen. If a free market paradigm failed in a given area, it was attempted, and most people in that area or enough people were behind it to give it a serious try, and it failed, you can argue that if it doesn't work out, we can simply reset to having a very limited government.
You could argue that,
but generally when you see a state apparatus collapse, if in the aftermath, if there are people in pursuit of power, and it doesn't even have to be a large number, you tend to see something even worse emerge.
Right.
No,
I'm with you. And history's behind what you're saying, but I think that the difference between what we're hoping to see happen here with this movement of this, this voluntarist movement that is expanding here in New Hampshire, what we're hoping to see happen is that paradigm shift, not some sort of violent ouster of the existing state, which is what happened in places like Somalia. You mentioned the warlords, and even the term warlord does not connotate legitimacy. I mean, that term itself, and the media loves to use it, suggests that these are just violent people, and so it's quite clear that using force and defense against a warlord or some sort of marauding band would be completely justified under that situation. But in what we're trying to do, we're trying to educate people, we're trying to non-cooperate, be civilly disobedient, bring attention to issues, and start a conversation with people about the free marketplace and why it is indeed better. And hopefully we will see that slow shift. It's not going to be an overnight thing. It's not going to be a week-long thing. This is going to be a process where I envision the government continuously losing legitimacy. Either way they go about it, they're going to lose legitimacy. If they crack down, they're going to lose it because it'll show they're a violent gang. And if they ignore us, then they're going to lose it over time because our ranks are going to grow. And those who believe in the state and those that love the state and they put the state up on the pedestal, will see what's happening around them and they'll say, well, maybe I'll be better off in Massachusetts. And they'll move out. In fact, Dave Ridley recently did a Ridley report at RidleyReport.com about how there are actually apparently within the last, I think it was a year ago or maybe it was 2006. I don't remember which year it was, but one of the recent years in New Hampshire, there was actually more people, I think it was last year, moving out of the state than actually moving into it. So, we don't know why those people are moving out, but think about yourself. I mean, if you were a socialist, if you were a dyed-in-the-wool statist, and you started seeing this influx of liberty activists, especially if you're a political one, you're seeing them at the state house all the time now, and you're seeing this voluntarist stuff going on out in Keene, and you're paying attention to this going on, wouldn't that make you want to leave? Or would it make you dig in your heels and fight for the state?
I don't know that it's had a real-world impact.
I don't know that it has either. I would contend.
They're paying attention. They know we're here.
I don't know who they are. And
Fred Parcells knows we're here.
Yeah. Well, Fred Parcells,
and he actually agrees with us.
Is a cop,
I understand that.
And it's his idea. It's as far as he's concerned, he's keeping an eye on a bunch of subversives that have moved into town.
Well, he's not the only one, man. They watched the NHFree.com.
I don't think anybody's moved out over the Free State Project.
I think they will. I think over time they'll either come to understand our position and agree with us, or they'll move out. And so there'll be this slow shift. Hopefully it'll be fast, but, it's hard to predict all that stuff in advance.
Liberty in our lifetimes is what I was advertising.
Yeah, toward more liberty. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.